Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Great.
Hello, everyone. We're here live from Anaheim, California.
Ta-da!
And this is our balcony that we're staying on.
Yes, and from here you can see all other balconies.
Behind us, you can't really see it, is Disneyland.
But we can't see it either.
We can't see it either. They're like, oh, you know what? This place has a port, your own private balcony. Like, oh, that's...
It does. Check.
It's fantastic. I'll upgrade that for $17. And then it does. It overlooks a parking garage.
Yeah.
And the
to the next hotel, which is a nice hotel, it seems.
Yeah, so, it does seem nice. Yeah.
Nothing but white concrete, as far as the eye can see.
Thankfully, there's no balconies over there.
That's true.
They could be looking at us and be like...
And their whole HVAC system over there sounds like the ocean. So I think we're just pretending that we are here by the ocean.
Yeah. It does feel beachy out here because of the humidity. Oddly enough, yeah. Actually, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
We might stay here again next week. It's day one. Technically, I think it's day two for everybody else, but we decided to get here on Friday. And we're just here checking things out. What have you noticed? This is the third year we've been here together.
Yes. To this one.
To WonderCon.
And so, as I said, right when we walked in, we always turn right for some reason. I think it's just because I'm right-handed. So let's turn left. Let's just shake things up. And then I also said, I always buy something right out the gate, right in the first row. So let's start in the second row. So, you know, I'm pretty crazy. I try to tone it down, but...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It didn't occur to me that we did buy something in that second row, yeah, for Sawyer.
We did, right away. I am a sucker. And everything always at the cons are so cute. Yeah. I want a little bit of everything. I want to support every small business.
There was only one time that I said anything to you, and you're like, oh, this would be, I forget what it was about. It was like, oh, this would be good for somebody. And I'm like, well... We can come back to this.
Yeah, that might have been like the first booth we saw finally, because we started in the second row.
Yeah.
We saw the first booth and I was like, look at this. And you're like, yes, I will keep that in mind. but what we did first to loosen up, get limber, get ready for the con was stop back in the game section and play a quick game at King of Tokyo as if that is not home on our dining room table because I wanted to play it two nights ago, but now we got to play it tonight.
Well, you know, we played King of Tokyo. In bringing Dexter, talked to him throughout the day, like large crowds. He's not a fan of large crowds, like gives him anxiety, which...
Yeah, hey, we're just finding out at dinner.
What do you know? He is our son after all.
I have no argument there when it comes to someone telling me that large crowds give them anxiety. I'm like, yes, and...
And so we're walking through that first couple of rows, and we're like, yeah, do you want to look around? You want to check out the games? Like, eh, you know, whatever. So we get to the row with the games in the very back area, and I see King of Tokyo there. I'm like, yeah, you want to play King of Tokyo? There's no one sitting there. There's no one else that we have to interact with. Let's just do it. And so we sat down, played King of Tokyo. He won.
Phew. Because that could have made the con go a completely different direction.
Yep. I won't say that, you know, I could have.
You played nice. Yeah, I'm so glad that I took it easy on your 13-year-old child.
I didn't want him to be ruined the rest of the day.
No.
So he won.
I mean, Mama lost on accident. Like, I just lost, like I do.
Yeah.
No, but I was doing so well, and I'm really like, I got this game in the bag. I mean, with my 12 victory points already. Everybody else only has, like, 3 or 4. But my 2 health was couldn't hold on.
Never works. And you were in Tokyo. Sorry, honey. I was going to kill you.
I was going for the win.
but he was much better after that. Much better relatively, right?
Yeah, he was looser.
Yeah, it was like getting your engines going.
Yeah, I'm grateful that when we ask him, excuse me, do you want to play a game of King of Tokyo and loosen up first, or do you want to just that he has an opinion, a choice, mm-hmm. and he's like, yeah, let's go over to the games first, and then. Afterwards, when we ask him, do you feel better about that now? Yeah, I feel better. So I'm glad he's honest with us, or else I can't read that child's mind. He's that emoji, the one that's just no.
Is it no like the emoji, one with just the eyes and the face?
Yes, eyes and no like mouth? Line for mouth, dots for eyes, nothing. He's playing those cards close to the chest.
This being our third time here, do you notice a pattern with the booths? Have you noticed, like, general booth placement patterns?
No, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Generally, like, the first booths that we see are all those, like, kind of chibi, like, cute type of things.
Is chibi, like, kawaii?
Yeah, like the...
Little
like the cute,
baby marbles.
Like the
baby,
cute, like, pop Funko
big
type of
eyes,
animation.
Tiny baby things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of those, the quilt stuff.
All the cute knitted stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff is in that first row.
The paper quills, mm-hmm. like the really hard things to do.
Yeah, yeah. So that's...
So then
that's,
people pass over them, and then they just go to the people who are 3D printing, which we can do from home. Sorry.
That's always... That is always at the start. And then some of the booths, they're repeats. They're always in the same kind of spot, like the video game booth that we...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Right, that's there. Some of like the dice stuff. The
game, oh yeah, the game dice is always in the place by the games.
The only one I noticed different was Jimmy J's stuff.
Oh, we didn't stop and say hi to Jimmy J.
Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah,
someone you know from Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which you saw another booth there that knew, and not only knew them from Hawaii Comic Con, but had purchased things. They're hanging in your office right now.
Yeah. They're like kind of anime-ish amalgamations of characters. So like a Super Smash Brothers one. I have the Rick and Morty one mm-hmm. from them.
Do you have a Simpsons one?
I do have a Simpsons. Yeah, that's right. I do have that Simpsons one
okay,
from them
I thought
too.
So.
But yeah, like I always stop by and say hi, even though they don't ever remember me.
No.
Why would they? But
they see a million people.
Yeah. Travis... the one thing Travis said to me was, if there's Lorcana stuff, you know, send me a picture.
I saw a sign that said Lorcana.
So that guy, won't get too deep in the weeds on this, we had seen him at San Diego. And he was the guy who was like, oh, hey.
In 24.
Yeah.
Just this last one.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, I haven't shown anyone else this yet, but here's a Lorcana card of Alice in Wonderland's White Rabbit. Like, oh, cool. So I sent Travis a picture of that guy. I was like, is this the same guy? He said, it is, yeah. But I unfollowed him because I don't like his politics.
Oh, okay.
So
but aren't their politics both Disney? I don't understand. No. They both love the March Hare.
You both want to be Frozen? And
oh, I thought you were making a Disney joke as in, do you want to build a snowman?
Oh my gosh. Is that a thing?
Is that why they made the Frozen movie?
Oh, shit.
Oh, it's like if you play the Beatles record backwards, but if you watch all the Disney movies, does it just tell you Walt's journey?
Dude, what if it's the password to Walt's...
Dude.
Like,
bro,
is carbonite.
Oh, what if it is?
Oh, that maybe that's why they bought Star Wars, is because they need to have some of that carbonite.
I love this conspiracy. I could go with this for a very long time.
The one thing we don't ever do when we're at WonderCon is go to any panels or any kind of events. But I think this time we want to at least check out a couple of them.
We'll see. I don't know. We plan them, and then you have a backup plan, which is do nothing.
of those, because we, you know, you got a highlighter, and we thankfully you had a highlighter.
There's the Jack Kirby presentation, yes, that I feel the need to pop in on because my dad is such a huge fan.
Yeah.
And like a boner fan. that I should at least take a picture in there or something. But then what's the other one? Gremlins the New Batch.
Oh yeah.
Private screening.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's tomorrow. Tonight is the Tom Kenny one we're not going to see.
We could try to go see. It seems to me Tom Kenny is performing with his band of some sort called the High Seas, but S-E-A-S,
yeah,
because SpongeBob, I'm assuming.
That makes sense.
We had met Tom Kenny before, and so I just have it in my heart that I'm going to walk up and he's going to give me a big old hug.
Yeah. I'm Mitch's daughter.
Yeah. I know someone who knows you.
And then Dexter would want to see the upcoming video game.
That's tonight at 9. And right now, let me check my Apple Watch. It's 7:34.
And we don't know if we'll make that one, but we're pretty close to the convention center. So, I mean, we could.
First, we got to find the pool.
Yeah.
That's a story for next time. Geez. Save it.
Yeah, we'll save the pool conversation. But right now, we're going to go to the gym.
The gym pool. Yeah. Let's not be confused. I'm not going to exercise after the Mexican food and 3 chocolate bars I ate.
That's a good call. I don't want to do that either. The chocolate bars. All right. Well,
Dexter might be suffering. He might be a victim of the Mexican food. Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
He's been shitting.
He's indisposed for quite some time.
Oh, he's done. He's done. He's here. Okay, we got to go.
Cheese it.
Okay. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Ahorra en Cox Internet al agregar Cox Mobile y obtén Internet con el poder de fibra en casa y confiabilidad 5G insuperable cuando estés fuera. Desde jugar un partido en casa,
¡sí, golazo!,
hasta verlo en vivo. Puedes hacer más sin gastar más en cox.com/español. Cox Internet está conectado al edificio con un cable coaxial. Cox Mobile se opera en la red con una confiabilidad 5G insuperable según las medidas de Ookla LLC en los Estados Unidos. 2H2023. Los resultados pueden variar. No es un endoso. Aplican otras restricciones.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this? A movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.